The Gemara in Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, when discussing the Inyanim of Kriyas HaTorah, brings down the fascinating minig of the Ma'arava that used to take him 3 years to finish the laning of the Torah. What we do in 1 year, we finish in Breishis till the end of the Torah in 1 year, that would take him 3 years. The Gemara says, in Lebnei Ma'arava, the Maskila Daraisa B'Tlashonim. In Ma'arava, the minig was, it would take him 3 years to finish the Torah. So the whole cycle from Breishis till the end of Dvarim, till Pazesa Bracha, would take him 3 years. Now, what's the reason that in Ma'arava it would take him 3 years to finish the Torah, as opposed to our minig that it takes 1 year? So if you look in the Yavetz over here, the Yavetz has a fascinating chat. He says that these Bnei Ma'arava, the people of Ma'arava, Eretz Yisrael, are going Lishitasam. The Gemara says in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph that the, it says, Ma'arava Paski Le Lahai Kral L'Tasa Pesukim. In Ma'arava, they would split up the following Pasuk into three Pesukim. Pasuk says in Shmais Yitaz, V'yayimer Hashem al-Maisha, Hine, Anaychi Ba'alacha Ba'av Ha'anan. So we have that as one pasuk. Zok Gemara in Ma'arava, they would split that into three pesukim. They would V'yamer Hashem al-Maisha is one pasuk, Hina Anochi Ba'alecha is another pasuk, Ba'av Ha'anan is a third pasuk. So they would split one pasuk into three. And the Yavetz understands that it's not only in that pasuk they did that, but really every pasuk or many pesukim, whenever they're able to split it into three pesukim, when we have it as one pasuk, they would split it into three pesukim. They had a different messiah how to split up the pesukim, and that's how they did it in Ma'arava. And in Mela, like the Yavetz, since they split every pasuk into three, so it would take them three times as long to finish the Torah, and that's why the Ma'arava L'Shitasam, it took them 3 years to finish the whole Torah. I found the Meshech Chachma says the same shot, the Meshech Chachma in the very last Meshech Chachma, Allah Torah, and the last one in V'zayis HaBracha, he says in brackets over there, he says, after he brings down the Minig Ma'arava, he says, Mishum Hachi, Omer Perakamba, the Kiddushin, but Ma'arava, Paskele, Lahai Krab, Betlasa Psuke, the Kari, Letlasa Shanim. That he's titled these two Minhagim on each other because because they took him 3 years to do it, that's why they split every Pasuk into three. And Ba'amis, it's really Mefurshin Rishonim, Meshitim Kabatsis, and Nadarm, and Daflam Ches, he says this already that the reason why they, since they took him 3 years to lay the tire, that's why they ended up breaking up every pasuk into three pesukim. So the Rishonim and Achronim seem to put these two minhagim together. But it was bothering me, Lachar, it's very difficult to understand what they're saying. What does one have to do with the other? Why is the fact that you split every pasuk into three, why is that a reason that it should take you three times as long to finish the tire? I mean, Lachar, they could lay the same parasha that we do every week, and if by us it would be 100 pesukim, by then it would be triple that amount. But it's not going to take longer because of that. It's the same amount of words, the same parsha, just break up the psukim differently. So it's not clear how the fact that you split the psukim into three should affect the duration of the kriya, then now it should take 3 years instead of 1 year. L'chayr, it should be the same amount of time, and if we finish in 1 year, they can finish in 1 year, they'll just have a different way of breaking up the psukim. So it's not clear b'chlal what the pshat in this is. All these achanim and rishanim being tailored, these two gemaras on each other, the minig of finishing every 3 years and the minig of splitting every pasuk into three. L'chayr, they have no shaykhus, l'chayr, they could still finish in 1 year. So it's tzarechi and what the pshat and what they're saying is. The other chiddush is saying is that they did this to every pasuk, not just one pasuk. The pashas in Gemara Kiddushin is they only did it to that one pasuk, but the achanim and rishanim seem to understand that this is what they did in every pasuk. Every pasuk that they're able to, they would split it into three. Now, in Kenim Advarim, if it's true that it happened to every pasuk, I went to the beautiful Hezbollah, if this could be Miashiv, a Kasha of Rishonim, Limar Brachas, and Afidan Umbez brings down the Minig in Ma'arava. It says, B'Ma'arava, they would have a different Minig of saying the third parsha of Kriya Shema. It says, Ami B'Ma'arava, Dabra B'nei Salva Marta Lehm, Ani Hashem L'Kechem Emes. They would start off Dabra B'nei Salva Marta Lehm, and then they would skip straight to Ani Hashem L'Kechem Emes. That's all they would say in the parsha of Tzitzis. So they would start the first pasuk, they would say part of it, and then they would end off with Ani Hashem L'Kechem Emes. And the kasha is, the Rashba asks over there, that how can they do that? We have a klal called Psukka de la Paskin Moshe, Nano Paskinon. You're not allowed to split a pasuk differently than how Moshe Rabbeinu did it. You can't just say a pasuk and stop in the middle or start in the middle. You have to say the whole pasuk. So how can they say, Ani Hashem L'Kechem, Ani Hashem L'Kechem, just say that half of the pasuk without saying the beginning of the pasuk? L'chayr, it's a problem called Psukka de la Paskin Moshe. Similarly, the Achanim asked, how could they start off, Dabar Bnei Salva Marta Lehm, they stop in the middle of a pasuk. How are they able to stop in the middle of a pasuk, end in or start in the middle of a pasuk? L'chayr, it's a problem called Psukka de la Paskin Moshe, Anan Loi Paskinan. So the pshat I heard is that this Ma'arava again is going l'shitasam. It's going l'shitasam that they held, like we see in the Gemara in Kiddushin, that they would split every pasuk into three. So by them, they're not stopping in the middle of a pasuk. This is the way the pasuk was given. V'yomer Hashem el Moshe, Dabar B'nei Salva Marta Aleihem is the end of the pasuk. Ani Hashem Elokeichem is its own pasuk. Each one of those phrases is a pasuk b'fnei atzma. They had a different messiah on how it was pasuk and Moshe, and therefore they're able to do it that way. That would be the Ma'arav l'shitasim, that they could break it up differently based on that shita that they have in Kiddushin, that they used to split every pasuk into three. So if you say that they did that in every pasuk in the Torah, Taka answered that kasha of the Rashba and the kasha of the Achanim over there. But Al Kopanim, this the Tachanim are saying that meaning of Ma'arav, that they split up every pasuk into three, is the basis for our Gemara over here. That it would take him 3 years to finish the Torah is l'chayr tzarichi, and what is the tliya? What does one have to do with the other? L'chayr should not affect the time of how long it takes to lane. So it's tzarichi and what they mean. If anyone has a husband, these are chayrim and rishanim, I'd love to hear.